What's up, investor creator family? Brad here, and welcome to another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about Frame social value and how do we hold Frame with a seller. And I'm going to give you actually an example, a real live call with Jim, one of my purchase agents, who does an amazing job on this call of holding Frame with the seller. So let me give some context to this. Whenever we're talking to a seller and we're negotiating, in my way of doing things, we never give a price and we never make an offer ever. We never make an offer. The reason that I don't like offers, there's three main reasons why offers hurt your business. So number one, an offer is a commodity to shop. There have been many houses where I went in and because I never made an offer, there were three or four offers already, but because I never made an offer, I walked out with a contract. An offer is a commodity to shop. And so if you've been in the business for any amount of time, then you've been in a situation where you leave an offer with someone, they want to think about it, you go back a few days later and they sold for $1,000 more. And that can be really frustrating. But what happened? Well, they're shopping you. They're trying to drive up the price. They're basically like an auctioneer trying to get other investors in. Hey, this guy said he'd pay $115. What are you going to pay? You know, so they're putting a floor on the price. But if we never make an offer, they can't shop us. We never give a price or make an offer ever. Okay, so that's number one. An offer is a commodity to shop. Number two, oftentimes the seller's value that they're willing to take is lower than what you're willing to pay. So this creates what we call a type two error. So a type two error is an unrealized loss. So whenever you're in a situation where you would pay $250,000, but they would take $200,000 and you offer $250,000, you just lost $50,000, but you don't know it. Okay. If you never make an offer and you have a way of whittling down the price without ever saying a number, then you're going to get the best possible price. And from an emotional perspective, I think it helps us really serve people in the best way because we're in a situation where if you go too low on your offer, you can alienate the seller. But if you go too high, you leave money on the table. Okay. So that's a second reason why we don't make offers. And number three, and probably most importantly, because we never make an offer, it's the bridge to creative financing. In other words, the deal structures that we use, sub three, some now, some later, those are created in part because we don't make an offer. So let's put some context to that. If I tell a seller, hey, I'll pay you $250,000, and they jump up and shout, I'll take it, then it's very difficult for me to say, well, let me tell you how. I'm going to do $200,000 sub two, $25,000 at closing, and pay you $400 per month on the other $40,000, or on the other $25,000. It'd be really difficult to do that, right? So because we never make an offer, we get good deal structure. And so this call is a call that Jim had with a seller that was kind of a squirrely seller, kind of difficult seller. Sometimes you have those. But he does an amazing job of holding Frame. He sticks to his values. He sticks to his script. And he never makes an offer ever. So I wanted to share this call with you. I thought it would be impactful for your business. Take a listen. Be sure and give us a review. Give us a like. Subscribe to the podcast. Email me, brad@bradsmotherman.com, if I can help you. Otherwise, enjoy this one. It's a good one. Listen up, guys.
Hello. Hello, Rudy?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jim for Offer Cash Now. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah.
Good. So I've gotten your information from overnight about your interest in selling a house.
How much is it worth? How much would you give me for?
If you have a moment, Rudy, can you just tell me a little bit more about the house and kind of what you have going on with it?
It's in a very good condition. Nothing going on with it.
Nothing going on with it?
No.
So there are any repairs or updates that you think the house may need that a buyer might want?
It does not need any
repair.
It does not need any repair or anything, or remodeling.
No repairs or remodels. So it's in perfect condition, ready for HGTV?
It's in perfect condition, yes.
All right. And that's fine, Rudy. We bought a wide range of houses from things that are almost brand new and need very little. Things that need a lot more work. Now, how soon are you hoping to have the house sold, Rudy?
As soon as possible.
And I hear ASAP a lot, and some people mean like 30 or 60 days by that, or what's your best timeline?
15 days, 10 days.
15, 10 to 15 days. Is something happening in 10 to 15 days that you need to have it closed by?
No, nothing. I just want to sell it. If I could get a good offer, then I could sell it and buy another one.
I just you want to sell and buy another one. Are you residing in the house, Rudy, or is this an investment?
Yes, I am residing in the house.
Okay, so you're looking to move somewhere else. Do you already have your eye on some other properties you want to move to?
I do not.
Gotcha. All right. So would it actually work for you to move out of this house in 15 days?
Yes.
And do you think you'd have a place that you'd be moving to?
Yes. So I just wanted to know how much will you give me for this house?
Gotcha. Well, we'll get to that in a moment here. I need to ask you a couple more questions.
Yes.
So if you're looking to close in about 15 days, that would be the 8th of March would be a Friday. If I could close on that day, would that work for you?
Yes.
And is there a mortgage we need to take care of when we buy the house, or is it free and clear?
That is mortgage. There is no mortgage. It's paid in full. So.
Gotcha. No. All right, well, Rudy, let me just tell you a bit about what we do. I buy property just like this all the time. And when I buy the property, I pay for all the closing costs. Termite inspection, roof certification, dock fees, and the list goes on and on. And when I buy the house, I buy it in as-is condition, and that means two things. First, there are no warranties that you give me on the property. And second, if there are any repairs, I can take care of those. I can pay cash when I buy it, so there's no risk of a bank saying no. And I can close on the date of your choice. So knowing how I'm going to buy the house, what are you needing to walk away with the closing? This is after you take care of closing costs, after any repairs are considered, this will be your check.
We take care of everything, my closing costs, you know, so.
Right, we take care of the closing costs. So how much you need to walk away with after those costs are taken care of?
$600K.
$600,000. Now, Rudy, like I said, we would be taking care of all those costs. Is $600 the least you would take at closing?
Yes. I wouldn't sell it for less than that. It's not even worth it.
You just stay put if you can't get $600?
What is that?
You just stay put and not move if you can't get $600?
I would not move, no.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to sell the house for less than that.
All right. Well, Rudy, I'm sure you can understand that we need to make some kind of gain.
No, I mean, sure? Just let me know. I mean, it's not the end of the world. To me, it's not like I own the house. I don't have to sell it immediately if I do not have to. It's not like, you know, I owe the bank or, you know, like, you know, like, so I don't have any issues. I could stay in the house for the next 20 years, you know, so.
Gotcha. Well, you did say you're looking to move and or close in about 10 to 15 days.
Oh, yes. If I get a good offer from you, so. Yes. That's true. Okay. If I get a good offer, yeah. So as long as I get a good offer, then I'll be moving in 15 days. But if I do not, then I'm not going to sell it, you know, so.
Gotcha. Rudy, I can definitely understand you wanting to try to get full value for the home.
How much money were you planning to give me for that house? That's my question to you.
Already, it sounds like maybe you're not stuck on $600. What do you think would be the least you would take for the house?
No, you tell me. How much were you planning to give me for that house? That's my question to you.
Already, based on just what I've seen so far, I don't think we'd be able to come anywhere close to $600. And I really just don't want to shoot you some offer.
I would take any offer. Which offer? What offer would you give me?
But really, we really just try to work with people to get them what they need for the house. And if that works for us, then great. If not, then we can wish them well so that they can find the buyer that will give them what they need. So how much are you needing for the house?
I'm pretty sure you did look up the house online on one of those, like, websites, and you see how much it's valued at. So, like, how much would you give me for that house? If I didn't tell you anything about it, if you just buy it as is, you know, so.
But if you didn't tell me anything, I'd have no idea.
No, I'm telling you, like, how much do you think it's worth? How much do you want to give me for the house? Like,
Between us, You're asking for 600, and that is well beyond what I think that we could potentially pay, and we need to make some kind of gain here.
What can you potentially pay for? What is the highest price you can pay for it? No, I just need to know. So like it has to make sense to me, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, what number would make sense to you?
595.
All right, you're not coming down that much. It's well beyond what I think we could pay. We would wind up losing money. I definitely understand you looking to
somebody gave me a call and told me 290. Mm-hmm. I would never sell it for this much. This is like selling the house for half of its costs, you know. So which does not make no sense, you know. So I'm not gonna sell a house and lose 300,000 on a house, you know.
So like I said, some investors will give you a lowball offer like that, and then we kind of feel that's disrespectful. And you wouldn't go for 290. What do you think you would go for?
I have no idea. You tell me. Like, what were you planning to give me when you gave me a call? So.
Well, I really don't have a specific number in mind.
No,
Rudy.
Because as I'm telling you, like, it's in a very good condition. It does not require no repair art at all. I mean, there is no liens. There is nothing on it. I own it in full. So it's in a good neighborhood.
Rudy, looks to me like you're looking for full retail value, if not above, so we wouldn't be able to come anywhere close to the 600. Okay. But I appreciate the time and the chance to have a conversation with you about it. If you decide
Okay. So how much do you want to get it for? That's my question to you. No, just give me the number. I mean, I don't have to. I mean, I'm not gonna say no. But what were you planning to give me? This is what I need to know.
Rudy, I can understand you wanting to get as much as you can, but from our perspective, at the number, we would lose money.
No, I mean, of course, like, I just need to know a number, like, something that makes sense, so I'm not asking you, I mean, I'm not gonna make the deal for sure, but what were you planning, you know, so?
Well, really, look, my partner is an investor. If I go tell him that you want us to make an offer, he's gonna tell me to start at $5, and we'll go up from there.
How much?
$5. Do you really want me to come back with a really low offer just so you can tell me what you really want? Maybe we can just bypass that
whole
game and just tell me what you need.
When you give me the call, the whole point, if you give me a call that you have an offer in mind that you want to give me, you know, you're not going to just call me to ask me about the house, you know. So I'm pretty sure you had something planned out. But when I say 600, you are probably, wow, you know, that. I mean, this is not even near what I was going to tell him. That's why you don't want to give me the number, apparently. I mean, just... Just to be clear, I just want to know. I mean, it's not the end of the day, you know?
Like I said, I don't think we're anywhere close.
Okay,
so
no worries.
At the moment,
thank you.